This poem was written after many online chats with a Canadian friend who is in Afghanistan in hopes to try and lighten his load and make sense of something that makes no sense. Another skirmish. In the night, I see and hear them. During the day, I watch them die. Is there no end to this war I am fighting? Is there no end to these tears I must cry? Where is the beauty of the sunrise? It was once so clear and promising to me. I scream at God at times. It just hurts and brings so much anger to me. Why did I live? Why did they die? I know my duty, but how can I go on? There are fears, anger, and hopelessness, all mixed so closely that they are one. How am I to sort them? How am I to face them? Then there's the guilt. Guilt for living, guilt of innocent deaths, guilt for killing. It is bigger than the entire world at times. How am I to believe there is a reason for all of this? I know we are here to protect, but the price, oh God, the price. Well, they have many of us in counseling now. They have taken our guns and have us talking. While we joke and try to make light of it, we all know. We are grateful that they care enough, but there has to be an end. How many more times? I wish I could just leave, go back to nature, go see my children, hug those I care about in real life, for this life does not seem real to me. I wish I could tell them how much I miss them. There are so many things I am not allowed to say. There are even more things I don't know how to say. God, how my heart and mind scream out at you each day, the anger of the deaths that are not my own, but are there anyway. One, each a slash at my heart and mind, making it even harder to accept those that are kind. The walls I must build to deal with it all, at times crumbling, making me afraid I will fall. Fall into an abyss so deep and gray, there is no laughter, no tears, I fade away. My body lives, for what reason, I am not sure. Depression so deep, is there a cure? How much war can a human being be expected to take? Watching comrades die, destruction of nature in their wake. I am told there is a reason for me living, and I must go on. Each day I try to recapture my purpose. My enthusiasm is gone. Yet I will lace my boots once more and go out into the field. I will once again face death of enemy, innocent, and friend. And that day may yield. Marking my time until I can once more go home to my real life, to be able to walk free and know I contributed through my strife. Is the price too high? Yes, it will always be so. For one life is too high. This I know. It is a price that we pay with our own blood and tears, a price we will always remember, though, all of our years. Yet there is no other way that can be seen at this time. So it is a price I pay, not always willingly, but the price is mine. In time I will know joy and peace will enter my soul. This time will pass for those I love. This is my goal. Know that my heart cries out for you each and every day. I am doing what I felt I must, even if I find it hard to stay. No matter if I come back, dead or alive, in your memories the true me will survive. I might need help when I first return. It will be hard, many things I will have to relearn. Yet for all this hardship, grief, guilt, and sorrow, I still thank God for each new tomorrow. For tomorrow will bring me yet closer to you, where once again I can begin my life anew. It is your love, caring, and support for me that helps me look at the new dawn and see I am here so you can be free.